please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday. Oh, sorry about that. I got a little carried away there. I love Fridays, especially last week was an extremely busy Friday due to emergency situations at the church and everything. But I'm praying that today is going to be a much more relaxing and enjoyable day off for me. And so I pray that you are setting your sights on the weekend, and that we've been talking about seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I pray that you've got your heart set on seeking God this weekend. I saw where a person had preached a sermon recently that said last year church attendance, primarily because of the coronavirus situation, but last year church attendance was down 50% from the year before, and people's mental health has deteriorated, the stability of our society deteriorated, the economy deteriorated. And he just made this statement out there. Could it be that attending church, gathering together of the saints, the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is a lot less optional than what many people think that it is, that it is something that is absolutely vital and essential? And so I pray that if you want your 2021 to look different than 2020 did, that you find a church that preaches the word of God, that is going to equip you for living for Jesus, no matter what atmosphere or environment you may find yourself in, economically, physically, politically, wherever you might find yourself, that you'll find a church that's going to say, you know what? We will seek the Lord. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Isaiah chapter 8 here in just a moment, but I do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Their phone number is 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have any air conditioning or heater needs, I don't know about you, but this fall and winter has seemed to be much cooler for a greater frequency or endurance of time than what I can remember of late. It might not have been the deepest cold, but it's been cold a lot around my house. I tease my wife. She has no blood because she used to be the one that was hot all the time, and now she's the one that's cold all the time. And so we've had to have our heater on a number of times. If your heater's not working, you can give Creative AC Solutions a call. If you're in Central Brevard County, if you just want to get your AC to make sure it's working and everything is up to speed, you can give them a call, 321-759-3284. Their territory is pretty much limited to the Central Brevard County area, but they are fantastic at what they do. I encourage you to give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be a blessing to us. 10:30 Sunday morning, I will be preaching. 9:30 is Sunday school. Sunday nights has taken on a prayer focus. We went several Sunday nights last year without having anything going on. We started back praying for our country, and just about the time that I'm ready to say, oh, okay, you know, there's a waning interest in this, God reminds me that his interest in our prayers has not waned. And so at 6:30 we will be gathering for prayer. If I'm the only one there, I don't think I will be, but if I'm the only one there, then me and Jesus are going to have a fantastic time. But I'm sure that there will be others that will be there joining us as we seek the Lord. Let's go to Isaiah, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953, by the way, if you're looking for directions. I'm going to begin reading today in verse number 19 of Isaiah chapter 8. And there it says, "And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living, to the law and to the testimony? If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard-pressed and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness." Drop down to verse number 2. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." Verse number 6, Isaiah chapter 9. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Today, I want to tell you that it's time to seek the Lord. It's not time to seek the Lord because I say so. It's time to seek the Lord because God's word says so. It says, "And when they say," that would be someone other than you, says that it is time to seek those who are mediums and wizards. In other words, seeking people who claim to have a spiritual voice that is not based upon relationship with God. Okay, that's what they are trying to tap into, a spiritual voice that is not God's. There are three spirits that speak. There is God's spirit that speaks. There's the devil and demonic spirits that speak. And then there is the human spirit that speaks. And only one has unfettered authority, and that is the one that speaks on account of the throne of God. And so when things get difficult, people want to know, what does the future hold? What does the future hold? And so I can tell you that I've already had a number of people that have asked me, you know, what about when this person said something? And what about when this person said something? What about this statement over here? And so I want you to know that as a pastor, we are leading our congregation to understand, thus says the Lord. I don't care what anybody else's voice has to say. I really don't. I know that all spiritual voices are not created equal. I've been studying this word and proclaiming this word for a long time, and so I'm looking for the voice that lines up with the written word of God that is summoning people into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what I'm looking for. I don't want to argue with people or anything like that. I just want to hear what God has to say. I want to hear what he has to say spiritually, and I want to hear what he has to say about how we should do life. That's what I want. There are other people, and they will claim to have an equivalent level of authority, even though they do not speak from God's word. And so it wasn't that long ago, someone from my church said, how do you respond to this video? They were trying to talk to somebody about Jesus, and a person posted a video, and they were trying to equivocate, witches and New Age practices with the Word of God and say, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And so I went through and I listened to what the lady had to say on the video, and then point by point, I sent an email to the person that inquired and said, okay, they are wrong on this level because this is what the Word of God says. This is what the Word of God says about this point that they made, so they are wrong there. This is what the Word of God says about this point over here, so they're not correct there. You've got to know what the Word of God is. But people realize that they were created as spiritual beings. I know that the government schools don't want to tell you that you are a spiritual being, that once you die, it's all over. But the truth of the matter is you were created in the image of God. You were created body, soul, and spirit. You were created body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit is going to live forever in the presence of Jesus, or it will experience eternal death, separation from God forever and ever. It is a miserable, wretched existence, not just because of the flames and the torment, but the spiritual separation is terrible. It's unbearable. You don't ever want to have it. But there are people who do not want to live life. We started this all the way back in verse number 11, where God says that we should not walk in the way of this people. There are people who refuse to walk in the ways of God. And so they try and appease this spiritual hunger that they have in their life by appealing to people who are mediums and wizards. And this is what Isaiah says. There are people who whisper and mutter. I had a person one time, they were trying to convince me that a certain historical figure was a prophet. I said, no, they weren't. And they said, yes, they were. And I said, no, they weren't. And they tried to convince me, look, this person was extremely accurate. So I did some research and I found out that people really can't even agree on what he said, that he spoke more in riddles and metaphors. And there were some things that happened and people said, aha, that must have been what he was talking about. But it was really just a bunch of muttering and stammering and people trying to fit events into things that he said. God, on the other hand, tells you this is what's going to happen, and it happens. For instance, in chapter 9, verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let me tell you, he's talking about Jesus there. If you didn't know he was talking about Jesus, I want to tell you he was talking about Jesus. And He was very clear about what was going to happen. The number of prophecies that were fulfilled when Jesus was born of Mary in the manger is unbelievably high. The good news about those prophecies is that they testify that the prophecies about his return are equally reliable. They're going to come to pass. God's very clear. He's very specific. So let me just say this. The Bible says that no one is going to know the day nor the hour of when Jesus' return is. Be ready. There are a lot of people who sell books and write articles and make statements and things like that. Jesus is going to come back here. He's going to come back here. It doesn't line up with the word. Stop listening to incorrect spiritual voices. Stop listening to people who are prophesying contrary to the word of God. A prophet's primary responsibility is not telling the future. The prophet's primary responsibility is to summon people who are not in relationship with God into a relationship with God. Let's keep the focus on people's eternal souls. Okay? It's not about whispering and muttering. It's not about your horoscope or what the psychic told you or what the fortune teller has to tell you. Listen, I want to tell you what your future is. Jesus said that your future is, he doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to have eternal life. I don't need to read the tea leaves. I don't need to see the palm of your hand. I don't have to break out a deck of cards. I don't have to do any of that. I can tell you this. Jesus loves you. He wants to transform your life, and that's what you should be seeking. He says, seek those, when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Our prayer meetings ought to be, listen, when they started having 1-800 psychic hotlines, and when they started having call, you know, the telepsychic and fortune tellers online, and whenever all that stuff comes up on commercials, whenever, you know, I see anything that has to do with witches and all of that sort of stuff on a television commercial, I change the channel. It's like, I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. When I tell you what happened in Saul's life, Saul rejected the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God withdrew from him, stopped speaking to him, and they had a witch at Endor. He had banished them from the land, but there was still one there, and people knew where she was at. And so he was so desperate to hear something supernatural that he went to the witch. And here's the crazy thing. When the witch used her incantations and spells and all of that sort of stuff, and all of a sudden, Samuel's there. She wasn't used to that type of spiritual activity. It freaked her out. I want you to know there's real spiritual authority, real spiritual power when it comes to the kingdom of God. And no counterfeit is ever going to do. It's time for us to seek God. If you look around and you see peace and tranquility, then don't see God. But if you see things that, what's it say here, that it looks like we're hard-pressed and that there are people who are angry, cursing their king, cursing their God, and look upward. He said, they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness and gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. See, that verse there looks very much like contemporary America to me. It's time to seek the Lord. If you believe that it's time to seek the Lord, I want to encourage you, flood the altars with prayer. Our churches right now, quite honestly, ought to be bursting at the seams because it's time to seek the Lord. The ways of men fail. We're not here just to teach self-improvement techniques. We are here to preach the word of the living God. It is time to say, God, we need you. The Bible talks about of the increase of knowledge that is coming at the end of days. Right now, knowledge is increasing so much. I heard somebody's or saw that where somebody said knowledge is increasing extremely rapidly and wisdom is so hard to find. Okay, it's virtually impossible. It is time to seek God. It is not time to seek counsel from dead people on behalf of the living people. It is time to seek the living God. So what does God have to say? He says this. Now my sentence here does not have a period there. It has an exclamation point. It says, to the law and to the testimony. to the law and to the testimony. The law was the first five books of the Bible. It's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It was known as the Torah. It was the law. It was given to Moses so the people would know how to live. Joshua, Judges, and all of the books after that, they are part of the testimony. They either testified about the blessings of walking in obedience to God, or they testified about the consequences of living according to the ways of men instead of the ways of God, and the consequences of what that looks like. So he told us already, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and wait on the Lord. That's verse 16 and 17. Now he is saying, to the law and to the testimony. Listen to what verse number 20 says. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We are supposed to be salt. We are supposed to be light. We are supposed to bring the flavor. We are also supposed to bring the revelation, the illumination. We're supposed to be reflecting the nature of God, and light is never more precious than when it is absent in the bulk of the environment, at which point in time the light that shines is the light that you can look to. And so he says, people who speak that the source of the words that they share, that they impart, they better come from the Word of God. Not all spiritual voices are created equal. Not all spiritual voices are good voices. The Bible says that in the last days, people will follow deceiving spirits. In the last days, people will follow deceiving spirits. The Bible says, because the love of many will wax cold, their faith is going to be hard pressed. It may falter because the love of many. We are seeing an extreme manifestation of what a loveless society looks like, which is only a natural manifestation of what a godless society looks like. A godless society is a loveless society. Okay? A godless society is a loveless society. So don't expect the blessings of God to come from an ungodly source. It will not happen. Okay? So I want to ask you, when you are looking for spiritual nourishment, do you know the Word of God? Do you know what it says? Because you need to. You need to. It is the only way that you can equip yourself to know if someone is telling you the truth or not. So there were some things being shared over the past, several weeks, and a person had to decide, is this truth or is it deception? Is it truth or is it deception? And so if you know the Word of God, if you know the Spirit of God, you're going to recognize the voice of God when it says, this person isn't telling the truth. Okay? And so I had some conversations with people, and sometimes they would say, Have you heard what this person had to say? Have you heard what this person had to say? And I said, I've heard them. Doesn't mean I believe them. You know what I can tell you, though? Is it is impossible for God to lie. Because he cannot deny himself. If you're looking for a voice to believe in, I encourage you, it's time to seek the Lord. Listen, deceptive voices may be amplified. It's time to seek the Lord. There may be witches and wizards and mediums and psychics and fortune tellers and all of that sort of stuff, palm readers, and all of that may be promoted right now and glamorized. And I can tell you that all that does is testify to you and to me that it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. And with that being said, I want to take this opportunity to invite you. If you do not have a church, if all you're doing on Sunday night is sitting around twiddling your thumbs or watching reruns of Ma and Pa, what was the name of, I can't even remember the name of the Ma and Pa Kettle is what I come to mind with, but I don't think that's right. There was an old timey program. Maybe if all you're doing is sitting around watching reruns of The Little Rascals for the 18th time, or you know, watching the 1937 Tiddlywink Championships, I want to encourage you, redeem the time, for the days are evil. I can tell you, our society is screaming out for people who are ready to seek the Lord. All of the things that it says here in Isaiah chapter 8, all of them are testifying to you and me. It's time for us to seek the Lord. And when we do, you know what's going to happen? The people who walked in darkness will see a great light. They will see that you and I are reflecting a different way of life. We're reflecting God's way of life. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.